Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for September 2014. We start, as always, with the moon. The full moon occurs on the 9th of September, followed by the new moon on the 24th. So the best time to observe anything is later in the month when the moon is new. This month is a good time to look out for Earthshine, particularly when the moon is showing a small crescent phase. Earthshine is, as the name suggests, the reflection of the Earth's light reflecting off the dark part of the crescent moon. You will need quite a dark location to see it, but it is quite interesting to see. Now on to the planets. All the planets are on view again this month. Venus is a bright morning object at the beginning of the month, best seen around 6 a.m, quite low in the east, in the constellation Leo. Mercury may be seen very low in the west, immediately after sunset, again best at the beginning of the month. Jupiter is best seen at the end of the month, in the east, in the constellation of Cancer the Crab, at about 5 o'clock in the morning. As usual, when seen through a telescope or binoculars, look out for the four Galilean moons and the stripes around the planet's surface. Saturn may still be seen in the evening around 9 o'clock, but it is getting very low in the southwest, in the constellation Libra the Scales. Finally, Mars, also best seen at the beginning of the month around 9 o'clock, is also very low in the constellation Libra in the southwest. Mars is called the Red Planet, so named because of the orange-coloured dust on the planet's surface. Look out in the last week of September, around 8 p.m, to see Mars get quite close to its rival Antares, or Alpha Scorpius. Antares literally means against, or the rival of Mars, and they will look very similar indeed. And for the more confident, Uranus and Neptune may be found in the south, in the constellations of Pisces and Aquarius respectively. Look out around midnight throughout the month. There are no meteor showers this month of any note, but if you are looking out at the sky, it's well worth keeping an eye open for any sporadic meteors. These are meteors that are random and not associated with any particular meteor shower. Last month, the Society went out looking at the Perseids, but we didn't see very many this year because of the bright moon. While we were looking, we noticed a large number of satellites of varying brightnesses crossing over our heads in every direction. Notably, we saw two passes of the International Space Station, or ISS. Details of these brighter satellites may be found on such websites as Heavens Above or NASA. There are a couple of comets that may be visible in September. Comet C2014E2 Jakes gets quite high in the evening and will be in the constellation of Vulpecula, the Fox, on the 17th of the month. Note that this comet will need a pair of binoculars to be seen. Look out for a smallish fuzzy object. Comet C2012 Pan-STARRS completed its circuit around the Sun at the end of August, and should brighten to become an easy binocular object again just after the middle of the month. Look out for sunrise. Look in the east, somewhat to the right of Regulus. For both of these comets, please check online to find their exact location on any given day, as they do move quite quickly. September is a good time for observing the Milky Way, as it passes almost directly overhead. You should know Cassiopeia by now, the W shape of stars. The Milky Way lies directly along and in the direction of this constellation, so it is easy to find. Whether the light pollution at your observation site is good enough to let you see the Milky Way is another question. However, on a nice bright night with little or no light pollution, the Milky Way is a magnificent sight. When you look at it, you are looking towards the crowded centre of our galaxy. The Sun and the Earth are about two-thirds of the way out along a spiral arm from the centre of the galaxy, and so we get a magnificent view of most of the central mass of stars that we call the Milky Way. Cygnus, the Swan, also lies along the line of the Milky Way, so provides another way of locating it. And the best time to look at the Milky Way is at the end of the month when the Moon is around new, as this cuts out the natural light pollution. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's it for today. Listen out next month for October's highlights. Bye for now.